At the 2011 National FFA Convention here in Indianapolis, we're talking to one of the National Proficiency Award winners from Oklahoma, Joshua Conaway. Joshua, you've had the opportunity to compete this year and win in the diversified horticulture area. Tell me about your project.
Well, it started about 7 years ago with my uncle. Whenever he became disabled, he asked me to help with keeping up with his, what I call his botanical gardens, because he just had beautiful lawn, beautiful flower beds. And so I was there to help him mow his yard and help pull the weeds out of the flower beds that he couldn't do anymore. Once I joined the FFA my ninth grade year, it just seemed like a perfect fit for my SAE. And so once I started doing that, I began to see my project as more of a business called I called it J-Con Landscaping. It started with just mowing my family and close friends' lawns, but from then it expanded to a full-scale landscaping business where I now raise my own bedding plants and pond plants. I install flower gardens, rock gardens, if you name it, I can do it. If not, I want to learn how to. I also install goldfish ponds, and one unique thing that really diversifies my horticulture project is that I raise and sell my own goldfish to my customers.
And as you go through all of this, obviously you've picked up some skills along the way. What are the most important skills to be successful in your project?
Well, definitely time management is huge. Whenever you have jobs lined up that you have to get done throughout the day, you cannot spend all day on your first job trying to make it perfect. You have to know how to manage your time and get the job done to your best abilities where it's efficient for both you and your customers. That is the number one thing I've learned, but record keeping is a huge skill that I've gained through the FFA. And another big part of the project has been learning soft skills such as responsibility, punctuality, and everything entailed in that spectrum.
Tell me about the goldfish.
Well, whenever I came across them, they seemed like they're mutant almost, because I've never seen goldfish over a foot long apiece. And they're huge and massive. And I got them, I kept them in a stock tank, then I moved them to a cage that I built and put inside a 2-acre pond in our front yard, and I've been raising them ever since.
As far as what FFA has done for you, Joshua?
The FFA has helped me pay for my college. I'm going to Oklahoma State University right now, majoring in agricultural education. And through these scholarships, it's helped given me, I now have the chance to invest into my future by gaining education and going on and being an Oklahoma agricultural education instructor and be able to give back to this great organization.
Do you see keeping this as a side business at all, or is this something that's paid for your education and you're going to move on?
Well, as much as I hate to say it, you know, I'm going to have to move on, because being an agricultural educator is going to be a full-time job. But I will promise you this, my school will have an awesome greenhouse.
Congratulations.
Thank you much, sir.